Tawakkul comes from the root word wakala. Wakala means to appoint.
Today, I'd like to read to you an excerpt from
Allah is the unique Arabic name.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. His decree, though.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Foresight, and I'm your host, Mehdi. Please stay with us.
Today's great tip: what are the secrets of contentment and how can it strengthen our ubudiyah, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah? Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Foresight, and I'm your host, Mehdi. So, dear listeners, we are talking about how contentment can really strengthen and help our ubudiyah, our servitude, our worship, and our obedience to Allah. Now, we're talking about this beautiful idea of contentment, this idea of being radhi, of being satisfied, content, inshallah. Now, when we're talking about contentment, of course, this is something which is very important in our daily lives when it comes to our spirit, our ruh, our soul, as well as, for example, when it comes to our overall satisfaction, when it comes to our life, and when it comes to our family and the different relationships that we have. And of course, contentment plays a huge role when it comes to the relationship that we have with the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we're talking about contentment, of course, when it comes to the level of our family members, we are talking about being content, being happy, being satisfied, being radhi when it comes to, you know, the different aspects of our relationships in our lives. So, for example, with our family members, with our parents, our cousins, our relatives, our siblings, our spouses, our parents, all of these relationships need to, in one way or the other, kind of reflect this idea of contentment, right? There's so many times that we just kind of like bad mouth our relatives, we have a bad relationship with our relatives. This is outside the bounds of contentment. Now, sure, there are times where relatives are difficult, where relatives are, I guess difficult is the right word to use, right? But if they're not resulting in you straying from the path of the Almighty Allah, then you should be content with these kind of things. Of course, being content in the material sense, this is also incredibly important. Many a times the spiritual and psychological problems that we have, they are primarily rooted in the fact that we're not content, right? We're not radhi, we're not satisfied, you know, it's not good enough, right? That not good enough is something that is a little bit dangerous, right? Because truly, when is it going to be good enough, especially when it comes to physical material things? And even in the relationships that we have, you know, when are our spouses, going to be good enough? And these are very important topics that need to be talked about, inshallah, when we have time.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.ir.
رجائي بالرضا والخير أنير طريقي مع صديقي باحترام الغير.
Hello everyone, what does Islam say about being content? Ever heard of the saying, happiness is a choice? Hard to believe on days when nothing seems to work though, isn't it? Sometimes all you manage to do is be moody or bad-tempered. Maybe you can't afford that awesome car you wanted, or maybe your work isn't coming along as fast as you wanted it to. All your daily strife seems to be about to consume you, and when people tell you to be happy, all you want to do is give them a tongue lashing. Won't save it. There's a much more efficient way of feeling better. So, here's a small Islamic crash course on how to be happier in everyday life. Number one, neuropsychologist Rick Hansen states that people have a negativity bias. He says, the brain is like Velcro to negative experiences and Teflon for positive ones. So, what can you do? Well, simple. Appreciate all the positive things in your life. Maybe you have a really cool family and awesome friends. Maybe you have top grades in school. Maybe you have an amazing job that you love doing. No matter how small this blessing seems to be, remind yourself of how, well, blessed you are. Number two. So, your normal day is extremely stressful and it seems like you are rushing everything just to get your tasks done. Well then, it's time to take a break. Yeah, you heard me. Why do you think meditation and yoga have become popular as of late? Being mindful and silencing your mind to the rush of everyday tasks has been proven to be a so-called happiness booster. And Islam has its very own brand of meditation in the form of 5-time daily prayers. Why not take a second and thank the Almighty for all that you have, starting with something as simple as the fact that you can walk, talk, and breathe. Number three, when you have the feeling that you got up on the wrong side of the bed, again, the last thing you want to do is smile. But wait, that's the answer. No matter how annoyed you are at life at this very moment, plaster on a smile. The Holy Prophet Muhammad said that smiling is a form of charity. Even scientists today agree that smiling releases so-called happiness hormones or endorphins. That even if you're just faking a smile, you are bound to become happier. Lastly, and most importantly, number four. Today, many of us believe that the money we earn translates into how happy we will be. But it might actually be the other way around. Contentment can make us richer. Richer in love, richer in life, and richer in wisdom. Think about it. Imagine you had a feast laid out in front of you, but you were not content with it. You would still be looking for more, and this would make you poorer, because nothing would be enough. But if you pause and think of all that you already have, a simple meal can make you feel richer than a king.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.ir.
Welcome back to your listeners. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. So in continuation, we were talking about this idea of contentment and how it can really strengthen and improve our ubudiyah, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mighty, the exalted. We kind of talked about contentment in relationships. We should be satisfied in our relationship. Of course, we should always try harder to become better, right? But this idea of contentment and satisfaction should be there. And of course, that satisfaction and contentment comes about via being grateful to the Almighty Allah. When it comes to the physical aspect and the physical needs, the materialistic needs, of course, we find that contentment is incredibly necessary. Otherwise, we will never be happy, we will never be content, we'll never be satisfied with what we have, and we'll get stuck into this kind of greed and acquisition type circle where our greed will continue to increase and we will continue to acquire different things, but still the greed will not subside. And so that's what happens when you're not content in the very physical, materialistic things, tangible things that we have. One last thing that we want to talk about is this idea of being content with the Almighty Allah. This itself is really a huge chapter and is a very beautiful and profound discussion. But we must always be content with the Almighty Allah. Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He only wants the best for us. He only is looking out for us. He's only wanting to help us. He's only wanting to support us. And all positive things come about from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Reciprocally, there is no negative thing. There's no evil thing, if you will, that comes about from Allah the Almighty. There is punishment for doing wrong things and there is reward for doing good things. But those punishments are not evil. Those punishments are not negative things that have come about on behalf of the Almighty Allah. And so with a lot of these kind of ideological and philosophical concepts in mind, we realize that we should be content with the Almighty Allah, and that contentment with the Almighty Allah and His commands His rules and regulations is really what is entailed in ubudiyyah. And this is finally how our ubudiyyah is strengthened and improved, how our worship and servitude and obedience to the Almighty Allah is improved. Because when we're content with Allah, we're satisfied with Allah, we're happy with Allah, well, then that is one form of ubudiyyah. And interestingly, this contentment with the Almighty Allah, this contentment with our life leads to a stronger ubudiyyah, and it leads to the motivation and the dedication to further want to be of worship and further want to worship Allah and further be of servitude to and be in the obedience to the Almighty Allah.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. Allah,